Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, still talking. Episode 202, February 12th, 2021. Dear Tooth Fairy, do you remember me? I can't believe what happened last night. You know, it was a slow night, okay? So, of course, I hit the pantry. And there's no cookies. There's no chocolate chips. There's no nothing. No nuts, no nothing. Except I find this bag in the corner of old Twizzlers. I take them out. I'm excited. And they're now Twigglers. They're like pieces of wood. They're so hard. I don't even know when we got them. Maybe like 5 months ago. I'm not deterred. I'm desperate. So I gotta think, and I decide to put two of them in the microwave for 8 seconds. It works beautifully. It's a masterful plan. They were delicious. So then, because I can't ever leave anything alone, I take 4 Twizzlers and I put them in for 30 seconds in the microwave. Well, that's too long. They come out, but they smell great. But they burnt my hand. One of them burnt my hand. But I couldn't wait to try it. So I put it in my mouth. It froze up and became hard immediately, wrapped around a molar. I didn't even realize what was going on. So I start chewing and it's like, what has happened? And everything gets hard, really too hard. So I take it out and there is my tooth. My tooth that's been with me for 60 years. We met when I was 6 years old. It's my molar. Now it's in my hand. My God, it's so upsetting. It's worse than having dreams of losing your teeth. Actually, losing your teeth is even more disgusting and you feel such great loss. I mean, this is not a baby tooth that I've lost and a new tooth's going to come in. This is the end of the line. My God. So there it was. And I also have a phobia of dentists because of my childhood dentist. Dr. DeLeo was a monster. He wouldn't even give me Novocaine. He would say, oh, it's just a small cavity. We'll do it really quickly. He wouldn't do it quickly. It wasn't a small cavity. It was my cavity. I worked on it. I ate a lot of candy to get there. But he would never give me Novocaine. And he'd say, raise your hand if it starts to hurt. I would be raising my hand. My arm would be coming off my shoulder. I mean, aching. The more I did it, the more he smiled, and he would dig that drill in. I mean, it was a horror movie. It was so upsetting, I actually told my mother. And she said, good. Good. It should hurt. Those are your cavities. You should need candy. I was like, oh, man. One time I had 12 cavities. I really felt like just leaving. Jumping off a cliff with the lemmings. I couldn't make it. Barely got through that. So the thought, okay, I haven't been to a dentist in, you're not going to believe this, 21 years. I floss. I use those little fuller brushes. I wanted to ride this out. I wanted to beat the dentist to the punchline. I wanted to go the rest of my life without going to the dentist. Kit said that I'm going to have nerve ending problems because mostly what's there right now is that stupid silver stuff that Dr. DeLeo put in there. It's mostly what is in what the tooth is. So it's going to fall off. So I have to go to the dentist again. And I mean, he said his dentist will give me like gas, which is what I want, but I don't even know how I'm going to walk in the door. So I was so upset that and then I started thinking, the tooth fairy, she doesn't want to know me anymore. She doesn't care. No one cares. I mean, I've lost a tooth. That was the game, right? You lose a tooth, put it under your pillow, and the tooth fairy comes. I don't think it happens when you're in your mid-late 60s. So I was like, oh my God, where is the tooth fairy? Where is she? What happened? So I looked it up. Okay, she's this old. She started in the year 1200. AD, right? Okay, so she was soldiers, like battle-ready soldiers, would buy baby teeth, make necklaces out of them, and they felt that it gave them great luck in battles. So that's the first time kids ever started making money. And that was good. Okay, during the weird, oppressive Middle Ages, where they destroy every good thought that could ever be, they burned baby teeth because they felt that if you don't burn them, the child will have hardships in the afterlife. Don't you think just having hardships in your Middle Ages life would be enough? No. I mean, I've really tried. I even found one good thing that came out of the Middle Ages. Not Santa Claus, not the Tooth Fairy, not the Easter Bunny, not happy birthday songs. Those people, their life was difficult. And then they made it even more difficult. So that's what they did. Then the Dark Ages, which is even worse, of course, they came up with even a worse thing, which is if a witch got even a tiny portion of your baby's tooth, they would rule your child their entire life, destroy every moment of your child's life. So they would pulverize baby teeth. They would do everything they could, hide them, bury them, sink them in mud 3 feet deep so that the witches would never get them. Okay, that's what they were doing. Now, our story with our tooth fairy started in 1908, and it started with this column for mothers. It was called Household Hints, and it was a huge sensation. So in 1908, the writer of this column decided to do something nice for kids because kids were terrified to lose their teeth. Kids are terrified of losing everything. I mean, they're dealing with big issues like dying at the time, and this was too much. So she had 5 children of her own, and she was looking around, and every time she came towards one of her children with a string attached to a doorknob, her children would go crazy, start sweating, panicking. And so she decided to make up a good story. And the good story is, give me the tooth, we will put the tooth under the pillow, and the tooth fairy will come. Now, you know, that beats strings on doorknobs and every horrific thing that a child's thinking when their mother is coming towards them trying to take a body part out. All you have to say is money, and the kid's in. So that worked great. Then this one, Vicki Lansky, I remember her name, like in the 70s, 80s, she was like a mom whisperer, and she thought it would be a great idea to give them more money for teeth that didn't have cavities. Well, that tanked, thank God, because it's not the kid's fault that the kid has cavities. Believe me, it's bigger than that. So Vicki Lansky, the person with no sense of humor, got tanked. We don't look at anything with the teeth. It's not a reward system. It's not a merit system. It's nothing. It's just in the bag, which is what I loved about the Tooth Fairy. I never worried about her coming. Just awesome. So then I went on, and there's this guy. His name is Rontacito Perez. Now, he's huge, and he started in 1894 in Spain. He's a mouse, but he's got a lot of snap. He's a machismo mouse. He's got style, great clothes. He has money, goes through all the gutters, and he would deliver money to all the kids and take their teeth. This guy, he had an intermarriage of sorts. He married an aunt, which some people got upset about. And he and his aunt wife lived in a cookie box. So anyway, a story got written, tiny story, okay? People were glomming onto it. Kids were like, how much money? Okay, good. Kids will do anything. But this Ranchito guy, his big break in life was when he visited the 8-year-old King Alphonse VIII. When that happened, and Alphonse got some money and some jewels, because he's a king, a big book was written about it. And he became world famous, and he started living in a cookie tin and right near the palace. And then he got picked up by Mexico, Guatemala, Brazil. He just became a worldwide sensation, like the richest mouse ever. So he's still around. That's great. In Italy, they have a little mouse for a tooth fairy, too. I don't know why. I mean, tooth fairies are much cuter than mice. I think this is a big mistake, but they're doing it. And in Italy, his name is Topolino. And he wasn't giving them money. And the Italian children found out that in other countries, they were getting money. So they had a strike. And they wouldn't put their teeth under the pillow till Topolino started putting out, coughing up some dough, which he did. And that's how the Italian kids made that work. France, Belgium, Scotland, they had a little tiny gross mouse too. No big deal. It was kind of like a country mouse, but he gave him money. Now in the Basque Country, they had a whole different take on this. Marie Tilatuca, and translated to Mary of the Roof. This lady lives on these children's roofs, and each child thinks that Mary's just up there all the time, spending her whole entire life on his roof, waiting for the day that this child throws a tooth up in the sky. Mary catches it and gives him money. I mean, that's how egocentric a kid is. I think that's hysterical. Whole life. She's practically a saint. And so that's how they do it in the Basque Country. Take a story and change it. Now, the worst, I don't know what the word is. The children that are being not abused, but treated poorly, are the Japanese children and the South Korean children. They're supposed to just throw their tooth straight up in the air, and if it comes down straight, they get straight teeth. And in South Korea, they do that once, and then they go outside and they throw it on their roof so a magpie can find it. And when the magpie finds it, the family gets luck, but the kid gets no money. I mean, the children in Japan and South Korea need to unionize. There's nothing I can do for them. They need to figure this out themselves. They don't have to throw their tooth. They can wait. Negotiate a better deal. So that leads me to the big question, which is on every kid's mind now that they're on the internet. And they want to know, is she fair? Is a tooth fairy giving everyone the same amount of money for the same teeth? And so I went and I found out that in the West, this has all been rounded out crazily. In the West, children get $4.19 per tooth average. In the South, $3.91. In the Northeast, $3.75. I would have thought kids in the Northeast would get 10 bucks each, but they don't. It's beneath what the West gets. Now, the worst offending parents are Midwestern parents. Those kids get $2.97. Now, some kids, you know, they're interconnected now, all these kids. And so they've figured out there's a fly in the ointment, a way to win big. How you do it is, you don't tell anybody you have a loose tooth. Okay, you keep it to yourself. And if you lose it during the day, you don't talk about it till right before you go into bed. And you wait till a weekend night or something, and you tell your parents right before you go to bed, I lost my tooth. You put it under the pillow. Poor planning. The parents don't have change. They don't have single dollar bills. They've got fives and twenties. And the kid makes out like a bandit. So that's how they do it. Kids are getting 20 bucks. Because the tooth fairy has to come across. And this is how it's happening. So those are the genius kids out there. And I wondered about the tooth fairy and myself. We'd had such a great relationship. Of course, it was one-sided, but those are really good relationships. I'm just sitting there and people give me things. I love it. So I was going to talk to her about this tooth, but it's not a whole tooth. It's just a part of a tooth, but it's a good looking part. It's very white. I was pretty proud of it. But it's not a whole tooth, and I'm ashamed to ask her for anything for a part of a tooth. I never read the fine print. I don't know what the rules are. I just never read about anybody getting money for a chipped tooth. So I didn't put it under my pillow. But this morning, there was a dollar bill underneath my pillow. I was in shock. The tooth fairy came. We can have her back. You know, we're going to lose teeth. I mean, just think about it. If you have to get dentures, you could probably buy a Buick. This is a big, big deal. We get the tooth fairy back. She's ours. We're losing teeth. This is what happens. This is the story. That doesn't have to be like an adorable child. Tooth fairy came. I got a dollar bill. It could have been Kit, but I know it was the tooth fairy. I'm looking at it. It's a crisp $1 bill. That's the kind of thing she would always do. So, all I'm saying is, you know, maybe I'm going to have to lose teeth. Maybe things are going to go like that. But I'm getting back with the tooth fairy, and I'm getting the gold. I'm just like a kid. I can do it. I can do almost anything for money. And this dollar bill, well, I'm spending it on a higher class of candy. Like maybe a really nice soft chocolate bar or something. I'm going to have to stay away from Twizzlers now. I'm going to have to stay away from Corn Nuts. I might be giving things up, but I got a buck here and I'm going to spend it. So stay sane. You know, I just lost that tooth yesterday and I'm already over it. I got the money. I feel just like those little kids, you know, in 1906. Okay, fine. Bad things happen, but money happens. It's the answer. So stay sane. Got a weekend coming up. Maybe it'll be good. Relax. All we got to do is stay sane for a little while longer. We're going to get out of here. I might not have many teeth when it's all over, but you know what? I'll be rich. Okay, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.